Thank you. Very, very good questions. I think that I can manage to answer questions one and two in the same time. It was about have we checked any other solutions than blockchain? No, we have not, because for a year ago, we were still trusting about the existing system. We have a state system which is digitalized and prepared for our purposes for 3 years ago. It is quite modern system. But then states have the other responsibility. We have to report to the IAEA and the European Commission, and that's the problem in or challenge in this kind of very long-term issue. Nowadays, because this is new and we are the first in the world and we are generating the data for the next generations, everybody are very interested in that we can generate this data and this data, and we can store this. But nobody has been thinking that how we can do that. That's the problem. And now we have learned a little bit about blockchain, and we noticed that, okay, this is very good. We will make this blockchain in practice study, and we will check if this is work with us. So we haven't checked any other than this traditional, what we have existing already now. But we know that some member states who will have the same kind of challenges than we, they are preparing totally different things, but not digitalized. They are preparing the paper which will be which is able to use for 1,000 years, and some kind of ink that which will stay for 1,000 years or something like that. But okay, we are just in the beginning. I hope that we still have time to prepare the study and then to prepare the challenge. And the other question, it was almost the same, and did I answer that? Almost, yeah.
Say yes.
Yeah, almost, yeah. And about this encryption, the problem is mainly that the conflict between the security and safeguards. Safeguards is based on the international agreements, and security is the national one. And usually with the encryption systems, they are the national requirements. And in Finland, they are very high. And for example, the international organizations like the IAEA, they are using the comprehensive one, which is fulfilling almost all the member states, but they are lower than ours. And so we don't have the common system that we can encrypt the data and send it. That's the main problem. I'm not an expert on that, but usually we are struggling that we don't have the right key, and you don't have the right format, and this format is not fulfilling our national security issues.